producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. As we have made it through the mid part of the, well, at least to the mid part of the week, we haven't made it through there yet. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. Performance made in the USA, if you will. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. What is most assuredly coming here in the United States is our very own our very own Westgate Mall incident. That is most assuredly coming. Or if you would rather, Mumbai. Everybody's looking for the dismounted terrorist attack. And that's going to be problematic here because our police are not, it's not that they're not equipped, they're not trained. And that's a big difference. A very big difference. We put them in a very hard position. There are ways to set them up in a much better position, and there are ways to fix it, but until some incident occurs, we're not going to do anything about it. That's not how we work, for some reason. That particular assessment came out of a five-man discussion on an NRA little video show they've got. And these guys know what they're talking about because some of them are former counterterrorists. They threw together a five-man cell of their own for an exercise against 150 state troopers in an elementary school and killed 50 of them in a slaughter. And that's a very sobering thought, isn't it? If your first responders, if your de facto first responders are going to get lined up and blown away as they try to enter the scene in order to intercede, that can't go very well for the soft target that's inside now, can it? It's very sobering. But it does get worse. You can lay out every terrorist group that you can imagine. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah. And for years, they have been infiltrating us through our southern border that Obama will not secure. September 10th, four more were arrested. And the amnesty-minded media doesn't want to address the story because it shows how the government, okay, not the Democrats. Right now it's the Democrats. It has been the Republicans. The Republicans had the whole ball of wax not too long ago. They never did anything about it. Intentionally, they failed to secure the border. But no one wants to think about Westgate Mall. And no one wants to take that and, you know, think of it. Remember the overhead projector when you were in school where they would be showing you the math problems or whatever they would be showing you? Take Westgate Mall and overlay Raleigh or Tampa or Sacramento or Cleveland over that, and that's what you have. In Westgate, in Kenya, it took the military 4 days to end that attack, and 67 people died, including four terrorists. More than 175 people were wounded. Now, Guns get stolen all the time. Who's stealing them? Does that ever get published? Does that ever get... Because, you know, terrorists can't come over the border fully kitted up. They're going to have a little bit of a logistic chain here. When this attack hits, and it's not about if, it's when. Shannon Watts and Michael Bloomberg and Barack Obama and the rest of their craven ruling but not taking action folks are not going to be able to save your lives. They are going to scurry for their secure rooms and hide behind their armed guards and stare in mute horror, protesting with the lie that they didn't know. But they will have known, because we know. We already know. And when these events unfold, it will be these few law enforcement officers and even fewer prepared citizens inside the target areas who will stand virtually alone against them intent on massacre. And they'll be forced to try to save lives and risk their own in the process. We will need our concealed carriers like Nick Melly and our armed security guards like Gina Somm and our off-duty police officers like Lisa Castellano in at Westgate, a former Royal Marine, is credited with saving 100 lives at Westgate by going back again and again and again to rescue those who could not rescue themselves due to shock and fear. There were undercover police officers and others armed with nothing more than handguns, and they did as much as they could to save lives in those first horrifying hours, when mindset and training proved to be all important to saving as many lives as possible. So you have a choice, like we all do. We all have a choice. We have a choice right now to decide what kind of person we're going to be. Are you going to prepare for the known reality of evil people in this world? Are you prepared to bring up a weapon, to carry a weapon, to look at something that your first impulse is to look at them as a human being, and they're going to be mowing down civilians, and if they don't die when they fall, they'll shoot them again, and they'll shoot them again, and they'll shoot them again. Are you going to watch that, or are you going to stop it? Your other choice is not nearly as good a choice to make. Because you can choose to be a victim. You can choose to do nothing. You can choose to keep your blinders on. You can choose to walk about the world as if everything is cool. Let's see. Look at my schedule. Got to get the latte, then off to work. On the way home, stop for my yoga class. Then in front of the TV in time for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You could very simply add one element to that can make all the difference in the world to you for the rest of your life, however long it may be. And the choice is yours to make. It is not mine to mandate to it. I can advise it. But I'm not going to force anybody to make it. I've made my choice. I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to keep up with the oath I took. I never let go of the oath. But whatever choice you make, whichever way you're leaning right now, whatever is in your mind as you put all of these things together and try to make it coalesce into a decision, remember this: whatever you choose, choose wisely. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. I just like the way that sounds. I talked to them yesterday, and we were trying to come up with a better slogan than the one I came up with, and I like that one. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. In 2013, there were quite a few pilgrims in New York that were pushing for the SAFE Act. They were pushing for it hard. And back in February, a Buffalo, New York community activist who pushed for it very vociferously was arrested for, and, you know, just take a deep breath and wait for this. He was arrested for carrying a gun illegally at a public elementary school in New York State. Now, one would think that after he was taken out back and shot immediately, they incinerated his body. That is not exactly what happened. And now the wheels of criminal justice, they have slowly, slowly rolled stop. They have churned to completion. And the judge in the case found it in his heart to give the heat-packing activist Wayne Ferguson a generously light sentence. This past Monday, John L. Michalik, the judge in this case, sentenced Ferguson to 100 hours of community service and a conditional discharge. Michalik also sternly ordered Ferguson to keep his nose clean. That'll learn him. He hit lesson taught. If he completes the service requirements and stays out of trouble, he won't have to answer for the substantially more serious charge initially levied against him, possessing a firearm on school grounds, which, you know, he actually did. He initially was looking at two felony charges of criminal gun possession. State Probation Department endorsed the lenient sentence in a pre-sentencing report, according to the Buffalo Note. He caused quite a scene at Harvey Austin Elementary School some eight months ago when he waltzed right inside with a firearm. A battalion of police officers swarmed the school. The brigade included a dozen squad cars, a SWAT team, and canine units. The Erie County Sheriff's Air One helicopter and what appears to have been an armored vehicle also turned up. They were placed on lockdown. He was hearing reports of there being a gun in the school. He's looking around trying to protect students and everything because he wasn't intending harm, of course. How do you live in New York State and push for a law like the SAFE Act and then forget that you're carrying a gun and walk into a school where there's only one state in the union where this has been okay for a long time, and that's California. Slowly, other states, I think there's 18 states that are allowing armed teachers. I don't know if they allow armed parents in the schools in these places. But how do you do that? The 60 students that were there at the time, this was after school, were funneled into the cafeteria. They searched the school room by room and would not let parents on campus until they were satisfied that no shooting threat existed. Mr. Ferguson was at Harvey Elementary because he works as a mentor in an after-school program for disadvantaged students. According to his lawyer, Joseph Agro, emotions and tensions were running high and everyone was concerned about preventing a mass shooting on school property. In the midst of it, all of his main concern was to protect the kids, and he didn't even think that they were there to look for him. Ferguson has a license to carry a gun. But his license does not matter under the strict gun control law that he himself passed, that he pushed for. One part of the New York SAFE Act is it makes it a felony to carry a school or gun. Yeah, to carry a school on gun property. To carry a gun on school property. While it had previously been illegal to carry a gun on school grounds, the new law bumped the crime from a misdemeanor to a felony in response to the Sandy Hook Elementary School. What do you think of that? What do you think when they take an offense and they look at it and say, okay, standing here is a misdemeanor. And then somebody else stands somewhere one time in a million and actually causes a whole lot of harm. And then they look at everybody else that's been standing there and, you know, it goes from being a misdemeanor to a felony. Mr. Ferguson claims that he forgot he was carrying his gun in a felony gun-free zone that he helped create. Agro pontificated on behalf of his client that hundreds, if not thousands, of young men he has assisted in this community over a 20-year period You have a guy here who's dedicated his life to this community and made a mistake. He completely owns up to it and accepts full responsibility. I'm willing to give him the doubt as far as him being doing good work. And I'm willing to give him the doubt as far as him making a mistake. The only place, the only problem I have with all of this is that he pushed for a law. He pushed for this to be rammed, and it got rammed down everybody's throats. Did he not take the time to read it? Was he carrying a gun on school when it was only a misdemeanor? He's a father of three. He belongs to a group called the Buffalo Peacemakers, and he carries a gun wherever he goes, which I applaud. According to WIVB, said, I'm still on the street doing what I'm doing at funerals and football games, making sure these young men and young ladies continue on making sure that they have a better life than what I do. He faced a maximum of 4 years in prison on eventually pared down charges against him. Now, the other thing that he didn't take into consideration is why he carries a gun when he was pushing for this law. When you carry a gun for self-defense, like I do, then, like a lot of you probably do, then you, during the course of your day, you're going to run into these barriers that are gun-free zones, and you have to decide whether you're going to carry that gun in there or not. And that's the whole stupidity of the gun-free zone. Gun-free zones are little islands of shooting ranges for madmen surrounded by places where armed citizens might be able to intervene that can't enter those places with a gun. They would have to run out of the gun-free zone, go back into the, I don't know, the common sense zone, come back out of the common sense zone with gun in hand, and then engage them. And in that amount of time, a lot of people die. And for some reason, when they were, when this was all being considered, Mr. Ferguson, who carries a gun, didn't take that part of it into consideration. He's a very confused guy, obviously. But he's a New York State guy, New York State kind of mind set, you know. Cracks me up when they get caught in their own net. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Time Magazine, which is a gun control rag, recently wrote an article. Well, they didn't write it. They let a pop culture writer write it. Called How Little Has Changed in Gun Control on Gun Control Since 1967. Whenever I look at these articles that these people write, I'm channeling Paul Simon because they're still crazy after all these years. That's what I think about when they make these kind of comparisons. The writer Lily Rothman compares President Lyndon Johnson's campaign against interstate mail order firearm sales in the 1960s to President Barack Obama's campaign against so-called online sales today. She gets a very important thing wrong with this. Now, the reason they decided to do this in the 60s was supposedly Lee Harvey Oswald's gun that he bought in the, when he supposedly, you know, and I don't know. You know, I just, as a shooter, and I know he was a former Marine, as a shooter looking at the shots that were taken and the hits that were taken by Lee Harvey Oswald with a bolt gun on a moving target, seem a little theatrical to me. But that's all beside the point. Supposedly that gun was purchased through mail order. And in the 60s, you could order a gun from somewhere other than the state you lived in, and it would be delivered to your door, a long gun. And she gets one important thing wrong. She implies that Johnson never got a ban on interstate mail order sales of firearms. In fact, the Gun Control Act of 1968, which Johnson signed into law, prohibited all retail mail order sales not involving federal firearm licensees, which is why Obama and other gun control supporters today are being dishonest about their rhetoric about online firearm sales today, because the Gun Control Act of 1968 regulates online sales. By 1968, the gun control supporters had already been working towards banning mail order sales for several years at the urging of Senator Thomas Dodd, Democrat from Connecticut. Go figure. As law professor Franklin Zimring explained some years later, when Dodd became chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Juvenile Delinquency in 1961, he directed the staff of the subcommittee to initiate a full-scale inquiry into the interstate mail order gun problem. He further noted that he introduced his gun control bill S-1975 and on August 2, 1963, and 3 months later amended his bill to cover mail order traffic in shotguns and rifles. The bill died in the Senate Commerce Committee in 1964, but the forces leading to the adoption of the Gun Control Act of 1968 were already at work. That's the thing about gun control legislation. If somebody proposes it, they'll keep bringing it up, even if it gets soundly defeated every time. They'll keep bringing it up until they get the votes they want. At the end of her article, Time refers readers to its rabidly anti-gun 1968 cover story, The Gun in America. The story, which they presented as news, was actually a six-page rant. And in retrospect, it shows, as Rothman put it, how little has changed in the gun control debate. Because the rhetoric is essentially the same. It's almost identical. You know, the dates have changed. Technology's changed a little bit. Stuff like Americans have turned their country into an arsenal. Americans are engaged in a manic internal arms race. It declared that the U.S. must have gun legislation and lamented that attempts to tighten the absurdly loose laws have repeatedly been defeated. That we hear that all the time now. We heard that the other day coming from NJ.com. As to how the laws should be tightened, the Times advocates licensing for the owner and registration for each of his firearms would hardly be an outrageous imposition. But they also decided to go further, quoting a sociologist as saying, "I see no reason why anyone in a democracy should own a weapon." Well, we don't live in a democracy, you fool. We live in a republic. If we lived in a real democracy, all of those House members that are Democrats right now would go home, ditto for the Republicans in the Senate. That would be the way it was everywhere. But we don't. You know, for some reason they stay, so it must be a republic. Huh. Given their radical language at the time, the only clue that the article was written in 1968 rather than recently is that Time didn't try to buffalo readers by claiming to support the Second Amendment and didn't insult readers' intelligence by referring to registration, licensing, and gun prohibition as common sense, as they do now. They have evolved a little bit. They've got new words, too. They've got new words to bring up. Coming up on the next break, I just want to point this out to you. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Coming out of Champion, Ohio, they're going to have a shooting drill, a school shooting drill at a school, and they're going to shoot blanks in the hallways of middle and high schools in that particular school district. And they're making it sound almost festive. They want the students to get used to the sounds of gunfire. Ah, the ringing sound of gunfire. It's like Christmas time when the carolers come around singing in your window or something, catching you off guard. It's chillingly fatalistic, this proposition they make, and completely at odds with the fact that school shootings, which are horrific, are also just as rare. They are exceedingly rare. They are a blip. Any individual child in any school has one chance in 2.5 million of being involved in a school shooting. They're safer at school than they are getting to school and leaving school. Even so, many school districts and school administrators remain fascinated with the idea of holding practice shooting drills as if learning to deal with an armed intruder is some essential rite of passage for children. First of all, blanks don't sound like real rounds. I have shot thousands of them. I used to run around with an M60 with belts of blanks hooked to it. We didn't even wear ear protection for that. We just pulled the trigger and laugh like madmen. Do these events actually need a soundtrack to make it more real? This is all part of the ALICE training, which is a federal government program. ALICE stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. I'm sure in a real shooting incident, as each student is running for their lives or cowering in a corner of a lockdown classroom, they're going to be going alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. Do some of these students even know what that means? Inform and counter? Counter? The blanks are going to be fired in hallways or the office. The letter says that they will not be fired in spaces containing students. Elementary school students will also take part in the drill, but gunshots will not be fired, according to school superintendent Pamela Hood. Aren't you the big person for going that way? Alice. They're going to conduct this drill twice every school year, sort of like a fire drill, to practice methods to deal with a dangerous intruder in a school building. Instead, they have a dangerous idea intruding into a school building. The idea that they're constantly in danger. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Philsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market rep. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com. philsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, you know, talking about rhetoric, I made reference to that NewJersey.com that we talked about just yesterday. That actually originated, that little editorial that was published at NJ.com, was its point of origin was the Newark-based Star Ledger editorial board, where they were calling for mandatory gun buybacks. And the interesting thing about that, one of the things that the gun grabbers will tell you whilst they're trying to grab guns is that no one wants to take your gun. And yet here we have people that are supposedly opinion shapers in New Jersey wanting to take every gun. Of course they want to take all the guns. Not all the guns, of course. The beautiful people, the elites, the billionaires, they're of course entitled to have them because it is, after all, a privilege to defend yourself, right? The antis just don't know how to make that happen. They face some really logistical challenges on it. First of all, it's a little bit like trying to pull the teeth on a lion that's awake. You have to persuade the lion to lay back and open its mouth in order for that to actually work. And that is a very hard thing to do when you've got 126 million gun owners in the United States today. Some of them might, but most of them aren't. This leads to frustration on their part and rage because they realize that ultimately that they are the ones that are impotent and trying to force their will on the no compromise gun owners. Then that's when they go to the ad hominem childish Alinsky 5 rule type insults, like compensating ammosexuals being a gun owner has become its own sexual preference. Ammosexuals. I'm an ammosexual. these fake egalitarians realize that not enough billionaire funding AstroTurf actually covers over the grassroots, and that their incessant blood dancing only makes a big blood splatter splash with those inclined to wallow in it with them. So, it's not a really big surprise that they started this out by praising gun buybacks, expanded buyback programs in New Jersey, even though they admit that these programs are not going to reduce murders in cities like Newark and Camden. It isn't because they're interested in doing that. They want to take guns. They want guns out of the hands of just regular old people. I don't know why they don't want them out of the hands of criminals. That escapes me. Studies have found that buyback programs don't have much effect overall on either gun crime or gun-related injury rates. Most of the guns that get taken to them are actually getting really good value. Occasionally, they get some antiques, and it's a sad day when they go ahead and chop those up and turn them into a, you know, rebar or something. But most, you know, I would have to say 95% of the stuff they're getting is junk. That's why they then launch into the apples and oranges cultural comparison to Australia. And look at the Australian gun ban. Credited erroneously with a reduction in mass shootings there, even though they didn't have a lot of mass shootings before Dunblane, and they haven't had any mass shootings since then. That's because mass shootings of that type just don't occur that much. Really, truly. Then they have to admit that the ban appears to have had no effect on crime otherwise. And here's the thing. This is the thing they want to admit. When a crime is unfolding in front of you, if a guy pulls out a switchblade and says, give me your purse. Even if you give him your purse, there's no guarantee that he's not going to try to saw your head off with that switchblade. Appeasing doesn't buy you anything. And look at mass murderers in the land down under. For the bulk of recorded history, the prime attribution for those assigned to the massacre of indigenous Australians. In modern times, the first mass murder since 1928 was committed in 1971. And many of those committed after that were confined to family slayings. Problematic in another way for these guys is trying to make a correlation with the law enacted after the Port Arthur shooting is that many of the killers did not use semi-automatic weapons. So, meaning any credit for a gun ban being responsible for a lack of similar murders is completely unfounded, despite wishful thinking of both the NIJ and NJ.com. And it's not like the book is closed on the safety of a disarmed public. You've got ISIS in Australia. ISIS is looking at Australia and seeing a large disarmed populace with the idea that they could commit a bunch of terror acts really quick, really horrific, without even bringing firearms of their own. And, it would be very effective. If they try that here, are they likely to look at New Jersey in the same way? According to the Star-Ledger board, the mandatory buybacks were also accompanied by a uniform national system for licensing and registering firearms. They registered them, and then they banned them. So then they knew everybody that had the gun, so they knew that the people that owned them knew they had to turn them in, so they did. In Australia, you have to present a genuine reason to buy a weapon. A claim of self-defense isn't enough unless you have an occupational need to carry a gun. Now, think about that for a minute. An occupational need. Now, they would say police need them. Except police don't get mugged, for the most part. People that get mugged are not police. So don't they need them more? Wouldn't you think? Don't you think? Here in the United States, people encounter criminals, regular people encounter criminals 20 to 30 times more than the police do. So that means there's 20 to 30 times more often a chance, more likely a chance, that you're going to be a victim of a violent crime than a police officer. Hence, you have a 30 times greater need for a firearm than a police officer. So, you know, so much for the common sense gun safety laws. That's not common sense. That's prohibition. When you have to present a genuine need, and self-defense is not one of them. When they take away the only real reason to have one. That national conversation on guns they'd like to have consists of a totalitarian monopoly on violence having the absolute power to say no. Criminals that own guns are not, you know, I know some of these people are young people. They're not going to look at something they own that's very effective and say, I'll trade it for an Xbox One. They're just going to steal that too. Maybe at gunpoint. It would be interesting to just ask the question, you know, I think there's near 400 million guns. Where would the feds get the money to buy those back? And who would take it if they came up with it? Well, look at this. The ink's still running on it. It's just got printed. It's fresh off the presses. So, it has nothing to do with public safety. It has everything to do with just disarming me and you, the law-abiding people, the criminals in waiting, if you will. That's another way they characterize us. So thank you, NJ.com. I sincerely hope, I really do, that ISIS doesn't notice that you look a lot like Australia. I really do. Likewise for New York, California, Maryland, Connecticut. I really hope they don't notice you guys. Let's go into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.